Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 14th of November, 2023. Hope you are well. Hope you're having a great week and looking forward to the weekend. I've got to admit, it has been such an incredibly busy day today for winter. Well, when I got up this morning, I had no work and then they found me some work and then ended up having to help another colleague out on another job. And that ended up overrunning because it was quite complicated. But what was interesting, I actually had a chat with my colleague. He was only a young lad in his early 20s, still living at home with his mum. But he mentioned he listened to podcasts. So I mentioned about the Veg Grower podcast, of course, and what we do here. And he was really enthralled and really enthused to hear that I do that. And it was really quite eye-opening because he's a young lad in his 20s, not even living in his own garden. And he was actually intrigued and interested in what I was doing. It was really, really nice and really good to see. And it just goes to show that there is people that we need to tap into who would be interested in growing their own food. Now, added to that, I've also had some really lovely comments today and some really lovely emails as well, which is always really, really pleasant. Love getting emails. I know I can be a bit slow at returning to them sometimes, but I do love getting emails. One email I've had in particular has actually came from a national radio station, but I am on embargo on that at the moment, so I can't talk too much about it. I'm hoping I can give you guys a bit of a warning before it goes ahead. Nothing bad, of course, but it is on embargo. So if I can't let you know before, that is why. I always like to try and give you guys a bit of a heads up, but this might be a little bit tricky. But this does make me feel that 2024 is going to be another fantastic year. 2023 has been really, really great, and 2024 is going to be even better, I feel. Now, we are approaching the weekend. It is Thursday, of course, and once we finish work on Friday, well, I know not everybody does work, so, but for me, once I'm finished work on Friday, it is the weekend and gardening time. Now, well, this weekend, I am going to be pushed for time again, but the weather does look like it is going to be pretty decent, so I may have to get up early and do a bit of gardening and make the most of the time that I do have. So my main plans at the moment is I want to be mulching more of my beds, making sure we're spreading all that on the compost where it's needed. I think this is a particularly poignant and good point because it's all about the no-dig garden, of course. And some might say it's a bit early to spread the compost, but I want to get ahead. So that's something I can be doing this weekend. I've seen that my place that now supplies horse manure has a few more bags of horse manure, so I'm going to grab some of that for the allotment, take that down onto the allotment and throw that in my compost bins as well. And the main thing that I want to do this weekend, very, very important, and I'm only doing a few jobs because of time purposes, but is to check over all the veg I have available for the Christmas dinner next weekend. We're going to be needing all that. So we want to make sure we got our sprouts, our carrots, our swede, you know, everything that we could possibly need for the big day. So got to make sure we've got all that. I'm pretty certain we have. I just want to make doubly sure. Now, today I actually sown the mustard seeds as well. And mustard for me is a really, really fantastic plant. It has this lovely, lovely flavor. I know it can be quite spicy in some cases, but I really like the flavor of mustard, and it goes really nice in some of our sandwiches. Now, the good thing with mustard is that it can actually handle the cold quite well. I have to admit, they do need a bit of protection at this time of year, so I've sown mine in the greenhouse and also in the veggie pod. But if you haven't got either of these, then of course you can grow them on a windowsill too. It's bit of an option that you have there. Now, what I like to do with mustard, and a bit like lettuce, I've also sown some lettuce today as well, but it's worth sowing a few seeds every few weeks, successional sowing. So I've done the mustard now, as well as some lettuce, and we will repeat that in the future. Now, what I've done with both of these, because they're both pretty much grown in the same way, so I just simply scatter a few seeds over the surface of the multi-purpose compost in the veggie pod, just straight onto the soil. But in the greenhouse, I just filled a plastic trug up, a long rectangular plastic garden container, filled that up with multi-purpose compost, scattered the seed over the top, and then just sieved over some compost to cover the seeds, about half a centimetre, but certainly covering the seeds. Then all we got to do is keep the soil moist, and within a couple of weeks or so, the germination should be through. It can be a little bit slow because it is cold, but germination should 2, maybe 3 weeks, and it should be through. Then all we got to do is keep the soil moist. Doesn't need a huge amount of watering at this time of year, but keep the soil moist, and once the mustard leaves are large enough to handle, we just simply cut those off. I treat them like cut and come again salad leaves, which is one of my favorite things to grow, and we eat a lot of salad leaves here, we're discovering, especially now I'm on a bit of a health kick at the moment, so definitely something to grow. Now, one thing I do want to point out with mustard is that we can actually leave the plants to go to seed, to bolt, if you like, so that you get some mustard seeds out of these. And then you can take those mustard seeds, grind them up with a bit of water, and then you've got some mustard sauce that you can use in the kitchen as well. So there's certainly several crops that you can get out of this mustard, should you so wish. And I want to grow a few, I'm going to let a few mustard plants go to seed to test this out in the future, to try and make our own mustard powders too. So there we go, that is how we go about growing mustard. Please do give it a try and let us know how you get on. I've had a great bit of feedback about the new newsletter format as well. People seem to really like the book format and the fact that we got the tick list out the back. So I'm very, very happy with that. And I think it definitely works much, much better. More importantly, I can get all the information that I want to get on there in it too. Hopefully we're going to, we may end up having more pages in the future and almost turn it into a magazine. Right, guys, I'm going to call this one a night. It is late anyway, but I'm going to head to the bed and get some sleep ready for the weekend. As I said, if I hear anything more about this email I had today, I will try and keep you informed. But if you don't hear about it, just remember I am on embargo. There's a very good reason behind that, and I just sometimes can't or not allowed to give you the heads up. Right, guys, see you again next time. Until then, please take care.